Thanks for joining us today. Hey, we are talking about living free. Christ wants people to be free. I'm Danny Brown, and specifically today, we are going to look at living free from heavy burdens. Let's get right to it. Let's go right to it. John chapter 8, 31 to 36. And I want to read, actually, I'll start at verse 32. It says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And verse 36 says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you will really be free." Talking about Christ, it says, if you know Him and He makes you free, you will really, truly be free. Christ wants people free. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, another verse we've been speaking about quite a bit. And it says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. For freedom, Christ has set us free." So it says, stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened again with the yoke of slavery or bondage. So Christ truly wants people to live free. We are not called or supposed to be in bondage. We are to be free from the inside out. So it is an amazing thing. Maybe you've not had a lot of understanding of what being a Christian is or following God, and to you it seemed like, well, that would be burdensome. I just want to do whatever I want to do and be free. Honestly, you do not know true freedom until you know Christ, the one who makes freedom actually possible. And we're going to look at that today. Specifically today, we want to look at living free from heavy burdens. So let's get right to that topic here today. Living free from heavy burdens. What do I mean about heavy burdens? What are they? Well, let me give you a verse and then we'll get a little deeper into that. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. And it says this, "Then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." So when we talk about heavy burdens, what do we mean? You know, what things are considered heavy burdens? You know, a heavy burden basically is a heavy load that someone else or us are carrying. So heavy burden is just what it says. You're carrying a load. However, I just need to say it's not always something physical, okay? So when we think of a heavy burden, maybe in your mind comes a picture of somebody with a great big load on their back and they can barely walk. It's very heavy. That is a heavy burden. But also heavy burdens can be emotional, spiritual. They can, yes, even be physical. So a couple that come to mind that I see in Scripture and that we see all around us. Debt can be a heavy burden. Overworking can be a heavy burden. Sin and shame, they go together. Abuse of any kind can be a heavy burden. And of course, spiritual oppression can be a heavy burden. Proverbs 22 and verse 7 says this. It says, "The rich rule over the poor. The borrower is slave to the lender." In other words, you become a slave. Here's a little sentence that maybe will help you remember. Going in debt for the ATV, the RV, the SUV, and the big screen TV adds up to slavery. You can remember that, right? Honestly, in our consumer age, we get into debt over everything. We can buy everything on payments, but it adds up to slavery. You know, I read that sentence, that almost sounds like a rap song. I don't rap, but if I did, you know, it would, maybe I should. Should I? Okay, let me give you that again. I'll try it in rap version. Okay, ready? Going into debt for the ATV, the RV, the SUV, and the big screen TV all adds up to slavery. Okay, that was really bad. Sorry. You know, we need to think to ourselves, is it really a need? Is it really a need, or maybe we're just living for greed? We need to sometimes realize it's okay, we can downsize. He didn't die to make us a slave, okay? Christ did not pay that price for you and I to be slaves. He meant us to live completely free. I want to encourage you. Freedom is something you can live in, walk in. Many today don't feel free. You can live in a free country and not feel free. Because freedom is not only based on what's happening around you, but what's happening in you. You know, plain and simple, debt can be a heavy burden that wears people down. Don't allow yourself to get into debt above and beyond. Many marriages have been ruined thanks to debt. Lives fall apart thanks to an overload of debt. So ask yourself, do I need this? Is this really something we need if you're married or you have a family situation? Are we heavily burdened to the point where we can't take it anymore? If you are, then you need to look at getting out from under those debts. Also, living free from the heavy burden of overworking. Now, this is an interesting one. I meet many people, and I see people who from time to time are overburdened with work. Look at Exodus chapter 3, 7 to 8. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good, spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. God here is talking to Moses. He finds Moses in the wilderness looking after sheep. He causes a bush to light on fire that doesn't burn, and he speaks directly to Moses and tells him very clearly that he sees the misery of his people who are being overworked by their slave drivers. God sees it, he hears their cries, he's concerned, and he says, I'm going to bring them out, and he chooses Moses to lead them out. So God is most definitely concerned if you are overworking or being overworked. You know, the interesting thing when we look at these different heavy burdens that we're going to be talking about, some of them you can put on yourself. And sometimes, yes, others can put them on you. But you do have a choice if you're going to continue to carry them or not. And we'll look a little more at that as we go. But so God does care about your work situation, what's going on with you right now. Now, I know some right now who have no work and they would love any job at all. But yet there are some who are feeling overworked, less employees, and they're working. There's others of you who have chosen to have a number of jobs. And you know, even when I said that, you're like, I didn't choose it. I've got to pay these bills. I got people to support. Hey, I want to encourage you. If you're feeling a heavy burden of being overworked, sit down, have a look at everything you do, every bill you pay, the people you support, and ask yourself, has God asked me to do this, or am I just doing it because I don't have the ability to say no to people? Check yourself on that. God does not want you running yourself into the ground being overworked. Genesis chapter 3, 17 to 19 clearly tells us that overwork, or the pain in work, was part of the original curse of sin. That's right. So overworking is actually a curse. Let me read it to you. God is speaking to Adam and Eve. They have just disobeyed. They have done the one thing God said don't do. Don't go eat of the tree in the center of the garden. That's the only one, the tree, the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat from that one. And the serpent tricks Eve. She eats it. She gives some to Adam. He eats it. They've all disobeyed. And God speaks to them and says, this is what's going to happen because you disobeyed. In other words, a curse came because of sin. Death began right there. But specifically to Adam, God says this, because you listened to your wife and ate the fruit from the tree about which I commanded you that you shouldn't eat from it, cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food. Until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. So thankfully, God made provision that we're no longer under that curse. And because of that, we do not have to be carrying a heavy burden of work. Listen, I say a heavy burden because maybe someone's listening and they're like, you mean I can be free and never work at all? Work was not a curse. The painful toil and overwork was the curse. Don't forget, when God put Adam in the garden to begin with before sin, he put them there to work it. So work can be enjoyable, pleasurable, and it's good for us to have work. But overwork is a curse and a heavy burden that can put you in the grave sooner than you're meant to be. So God wants you free from overwork. Also, we are told that we can live free from the heavy burden of abuse. Look at Luke 4:18. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, downtrodden, or abused. Christ wants you free from every kind or any kind of abuse. Listen, when you read that scripture and you see that Christ truly, his heart is to see people made whole and be completely free. When we read that word, to set at liberty those that are oppressed, that word oppressed means downtrodden or abused. And many, many people find themselves in situations where they're being pressured and put down or literally being physically abused. And Christ says he wants you to be free from that. He's paid the price for it. He's made a way. Listen, I don't have time to go in great detail on many of these points today, but I want to tell you, if you're in a situation where there's abuse, get help. Call someone who can help. You can call a pastor, you can call a counselor. You can go into your clinic and talk to a doctor who will get you with somebody. Abuse is not okay. The heavy burden of abuse has caused many to wish they were no longer alive. Get free from it. And getting free from it is possible. Okay? It is possible. Christ made it possible. He has a great plan for your life. The lies the enemy is telling you that, well, there's only one way to get free, that's a lie. The way to get free is Christ. Allow him to come in to completely change you on the inside and then give you the courage to step out of that situation. If other people are bringing the abuse, then you need to remove yourself from that situation and Christ will give you the courage to do just that. You know, as I say this right now, I can see there's someone, you're in a work situation where there's abuse. There's actual verbal, mental abuse at your work situation, and you need the courage to step out of it. Go. You're afraid, thinking, well, if I step out of it, how am I going to pay my bills? Christ does not want you in a situation of abuse. Step out of it, another door will open. Do not stay. Talk to somebody who can encourage you and show you what to do. There is always something better. Abuse is not godly. It's not for you. Get out of that situation wherever you are. You can do it. Step out of it. I speak courage right now. Fear, leave. Even now, you just felt it. I can do this. Abuse, you are not going to live under it at that work situation anymore. All right, God wants us free. He loves us more than we can even imagine. He really does. I say that all the time because, you know, our minds, we think we get it, we understand, but it says God's thoughts and ways are so high above ours. We really don't even understand the capacity of how much He cares and how much good He wants for us. But we can get a glimpse of it. And when we do, we live free. Living free from abuse. One of the things I mentioned at the beginning was also we can live free from the heavy burden of spiritual oppression. And I'm actually not going to go into that today. It's a little bit bigger topic. We'll maybe look at it all by itself. And for some, it's a topic that, wow, I've never heard any of it. So we're going to leave that for its own message. But I do want to talk about one of the other things I said before we finish our time together today, and that is living free from the heavy burden of sin and shame. This is important. So stay with me as we get this last part of our message really looked at well. Psalm 51 and 1 to 12. David, he's a king at this time, and it says he cries out to God from a heavy burden of sin. And you need to hear this. I'm going to read it in a bit, but let me give you the backstory. David, it says, was a man after God's own heart. He loved God. He was a merciful man as well. As a young man, he raised sheep and he protected them from lions and bears. You know the story of how he killed Goliath. Well, eventually he became king. And he was blessed and had everything he needed. And yet, he allowed himself to fall into deep sin. And it said he saw a lady named Bathsheba. He ended up bringing her to himself. They slept together. Later, he finds out she's expecting a baby. And David, rather than do things right, ends up killing her husband. And in this situation, a prophet is sent to David to confront his sin. And the prophet's name was Nathan, and Nathan comes to David and tells him a little story. And he says, David, there was this man in your kingdom who had lots and lots of sheep. He was rich and wealthy. And there was another man who was poor, and he had just one little lamb. And that little lamb, he used to bring it into his house and feed it. It was like a daughter to him. And Nathan's going on with this story, and he says, and David, you know what happens? A visitor comes to see this rich man with many flocks and herds, and the rich man goes and takes the little lamb from the poor man, kills it, and feeds it to his guests. And David, in his state of sin, doesn't even think of himself, but he becomes extremely angry, and he says, whoever this rich man was, he's going to die. In his state of sin, he had no mercy for anyone else. And Nathan looks at the king and says, the man is you. You did this when you killed Bathsheba's husband and you took her to yourself. You have really made a big mistake. David suddenly realizes the weight of what he's done. The blinders come off. You know, so many times when people are in sin, there's a blinder. There's, well, I'm justified. I have a reason. It really wasn't my fault. Suddenly, when you're confronted with what's going on and the blinders come off, it all becomes real. And now David, it says, has a heavy weight. You see, the prophet continues with David and said, you know, you've spoken the judgment, but God says he's not going to have you die. But there will be consequences for what you've done. In other words, you've opened a door, David. There's going to be things happen in your family that are terrible. You're going to see things you wish you never had to see. And that baby that's being expected is going to die. David feels the heaviness of it, the weight of what he's done wrong. And the weight, the heaviness is almost more than he can bear. And this is what we read. So Psalm 51, 1 to 12, here's what it says. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. He's crying out to God, he realizes he needs to be free from this heavy burden. For I know my transgressions, my sins are always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified, Lord, when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desire faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in the secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. David did the right thing. He was wrong. He knew he was wrong, but yet he knew he needed to call out to God because the heaviness of what he'd done wrong would destroy him. Many people, they've come to a realization or they know now what I've done is terrible and wrong. And there's sometimes people live in that. They're unable to separate themselves from the past. They're unable to separate themselves from their mistakes. And it becomes a heavy, heavy burden that makes life almost not worth living. I want to speak to you right now. You can take words, you can go to God and you can say, forgive me of what I've done wrong. And he will remove that heavy burden. He will give you peace once again. He will renew you or make you new. That person that made those mistakes is no longer you. Your mistakes, your sin do not define who you are. But you need to repent of them, turn from them, come to him and let him take the heavy burden. Because he paid a price for it. You don't need to carry it. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 says this, surely, speaking of Christ, it's prophetic. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. Christ carried the weight for us. He took the burden. We don't have to carry it. Hebrews 9 and verse 28 says, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Christ was offered once to carry the load of sin. You don't need to carry it. Stop carrying it. You know, so many people, when we bring the message of, hey, there is forgiveness, you need to give it to him, they're able to understand that, but I have found sometimes people are unable to forgive themselves. The very idea of shame is you not forgiving yourself. If you're living in shame, it means you are beating yourself up for the mistake you made in the past. Yes, it was wrong, but if you've given it to God, he's done it. He's dealt with it. It's not you. So forgive yourself. Repent. Change. Move forward. He's got something good for you. He loves you. Listen, if you've been listening here today and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you are carrying a heavy burden, we're going to take a couple minutes to pray with you. We want to see God transform you, give you freedom from every heavy burden you're carrying. You do not need to walk around any longer carrying it. Whatever that burden might be, God wants you free. Specifically, I want to talk to those, maybe you've never asked Christ to forgive you. Maybe you've never asked him to come into your life. I want to do that with you because you don't need that heavy burden any longer. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. For those, maybe you've never accepted Christ, you've never asked him to come in and forgive. You don't know what that lightness feels. You've carried that burden so long, you're used to it. God wants to set you free, and I'm telling you, you're going to feel like you're walking on air if you've never done this before. So repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I ask you now, come into my life. Forgive me of everything I've done wrong. Make me new. Take every heavy burden. I give you my life. Thank you that I am free. Amen. If you prayed that today for the first time, that's what we call being a Christian, allowing Christ to come in now and be the one who leads your life, letting him take every sin and every heavy burden. He makes you free. I also want to pray and speak directly to those, you know, you many years ago, or maybe even a month ago, you asked Christ to come in, and you know he took the heavy burden of sin, but you have other heavy burdens that are really, really heavy. God wants to also take those. He's willing to if you'll give them to him. I want to pray for you, and I want to encourage you to use words, give those burdens to Christ. Whatever the burden is, if it's debt, begin with prayer and words. So for debt, you might want to say something like this. You know, Lord, we've got ourselves into a lot of debt. We don't know how to get out. Give us wisdom. We give you the debt. If we got there because of greed, take greed out of us. Lord, have your way. Begin with words and then take action. If it's debt, take action immediately. Get help. There are online courses you can take about getting out of debt. You can talk again to counselors. There's people that can help you get out. Begin with the prayer, then start to take action. And the next time that commercial comes that tells you you need to buy this, it's free, and you know, free for this many months, and you can, but don't do it, okay? God wants you free. I want to speak to those who maybe, again, I know I spoke to you a little bit in the message, but if you've been under the heavy burden of abuse, again, I want to say get out, get help. All right, so let me just end with a bit of a prayer here for any kind of heavy burden. Lord, I thank you that you came, you paid the price to set us free from every kind of heavy burden. And today we say we walk free, we live free. In Jesus' name, every yoke of bondage, every heavy burden, be released in Jesus' name. God loves you so much. I'm telling you, I felt a release right there. Heavy burdens leave. Wow. Hey, I just feel it in my spirit here to speak to somebody. You're in a heavy, heavy situation. It's a relationship situation, and the heaviness is unbelievable for you. And I don't know what the relationship is. I just see a man and a woman, but the relationship is super heavy, and you've been feeling like running. And I feel like God's saying, I can take the heavy burden away. Yeah, so you're married and you're both Christians, and God honors that, and you feel like the only way to get rid of this heavy burden is to run. And God says you don't need to run, but you need to come to me, both of you, and I'll take the heavy burden of the relationship and make it a joyful, light relationship. In other words, he's going to give you wisdom. What did he say? You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. He can give you wisdom in that relationship that will make it joyful and light. You don't need to run. The heaviness of it can be changed through wisdom. There's a scripture that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You need knowledge and wisdom in that relationship, and it's going to become light. It's not going to be a burden. Praise God. He's got good things, very good things. So, we love you, God loves you more than you can imagine. Hey, if these videos are blessing you, go ahead and subscribe to them, share them with others, all right? And we'll see you next time.